Polls show Tories could win 64-seat majority, has 19-point lead over Labour. By Victoria Friedman on November 24, 2019. Polling suggests that the Conservative Party could win a 64-seat majority in the House of Commons in the December 12 general election. The poll of polls conducted by Electoral Calculus and published in The Telegraph has Mr. Johnson's party polling at 42.8%. giving him 357 seats in the 650-seat lower house, while Jeremy Corbyn's Labour Party is polling at 30% and is currently predicted to lose 55 seats. Meanwhile, The Guardian reports that the latest Opinion/Observer poll puts the Conservative Party 19 points ahead of the Labour Party at 47%, with just 3 weeks to go until polling day. Labour is on 28%, with the extreme anti-Brexit Liberal Democrats having fallen to 12%. However, a Delta poll by the Mail on Sunday gives the Conservatives a slightly more modest lead over the leftist Labour Party of 13%, 43% to 30%. Joe Twyman, director of Delta poll, told the Mail, "The results show the Conservatives maintaining a double-digit lead over Labour. Since the start of the campaign, support for the top two parties has moved relatively little. But only this week did voters get a look at detailed policies as the manifestos were released. During the 2017 campaign, the release of the Labour Party manifesto handed Jeremy Corbyn some positive momentum, followed by a difficult manifesto launch from the Conservatives and a U-turn on their social care policy. The importance of the manifestos can be overstated, however. Most members of the electorate are paying less attention to the specific details and are more influenced by the broad narrative surrounding the parties. All major parties, such as Labour and the Brexit Party, have revealed their campaign promises. Nigel Farage opted to call his document a contract with the British people, saying that mainstream parties use manifestos to tell people what they want to hear without ever having the genuine desire to implement them. Jeremy Corbyn unveiled his retro class warfare manifesto last week, where he pledged to renegotiate a soft Brexit deal with the EU and put it against Remain in a second referendum. He also promised to give votes to 16 and 17-year-olds and to extend the voting franchise to foreign nationals living in the UK. The far leftist also said that he would rip up the Conservatives' immigration and asylum rules, allow chain migration, and introduce low-skilled visas for non-EU citizens. The Liberal Democrats also said they would end the so-called hostile environment to illegal immigration, and if they win enough seats to form a government, will stop Brexit altogether.